Now, this is a legal system, but it's aside the legal system as paralegal committee. So what it is, groups of women in various communities get together and they will hear domestic disputes and cases that are rather expensive to go to the law. They will hear them themselves and try and arbitrate and bring solution to cases of domestic violences in their communities. And these are very popular system in this country where people can't really afford easily to go to the legal system. And they solve many, many cases or try and find a way to arbitrate between the two sides. If the cases are far too serious and it's turning into, for example, rape or other very violent actions, then they will refer the cases to the formal legal systems. But it's issues like this are dealt with by the UNICEF's paralegal committees in a very effective way.
Another question I have concerning women's rights in Nepal is the question of property ownership. Are women in Nepal able to own their own properties, or is this something that doesn't happen there or is just in its infancy?
Women are able to own their own properties, but of course it's a very patriarchal society. But women do, and more easily, I would say, in the cities, in the richer areas, and with more difficulty in the more rural areas. But legally, yeah, women do actually have the right to own their own properties.
Is there anything you would like to leave our listeners with? Any thoughts, any ideas, or any message about the work of UNICEF in Nepal?
Well, I think one of the great things that's happening in Nepal is we have a wonderful community base to a lot of what our work. For example, the paralegal committees I mentioned, so much of UNICEF's strength, of the Nepal's strength, comes from its community. And it's something that we target a lot to assist with the communities. But we also help very much at central level. And for example, a child-friendly local governance is a big campaign we're working on now, which is seeking to put children at the core of policies and planning and include children in local government bodies and in local debates. And this is happening. It's really quite amazing when you go into the countryside here and meet the sort of village development governors, the chiefs of the village. Very often they have a woman's representative and a children's representative standing on either side of them, who have really had a genuine effect on some of the social policy and social change in their communities. So I think Nepal is really quite special in the fact, in the way that it is really seriously trying to include women and children in its governance at central and especially at community levels.